Gary O'Shaughnessy is a riparian specialist with the Alberta Riparian Habitat Management Society, better known as Cows and Fish. And she joins us on the line for the Ag Show today. Carrie, thank you very much for joining us. How are things going at Cows and Fish?
Things are good, Keith, and thanks for having me on. It's wintertime is a busy time for us in terms of doing a lot of extension workshops and outreach. So part of what Cows and Fish does is education and awareness about riparian habitat and riparian areas being, you know, the green zones next to water-loving vegetation, as we call them, around all of our waterways, whether they're flowing like streams and rivers or not flowing like lakes and wetlands. So we've got workshops going on, presentations, and also just one-on-one conversations with people.
It sounds like you work a little bit with a lot of the watershed councils in throughout Alberta, especially up here in the Peace region with the Mighty Peace Watershed and the Lesser Slave Watershed. Am I true on that statement?
It is true, yes. We are an organization of partnerships, and the Watershed Planning and Advisory Councils around Alberta, plus the two you mentioned in the piece, are great partners of ours, and we work well together to deliver events and learn and do research and just get the word out about stewardship and why riparian areas are important.
You mentioned it's the busy time here for Cows and Fish. What are some of the projects that are on the go right now?
So this time of year, we are doing a lot of report writing, actually, for work, field work that was done last summer. So a part of one of our tools that we have in our toolbox is something called riparian health inventory and assessment. And we go out and walk streams and talk to people living on lake shores about their riparian areas and then do what we call a riparian health assessment or inventory. And at this time of year, we're writing the reports for that and getting that information out to folks so that they have it for their spring planning.
If I'm not mistaken here, Carrie, one of the projects on the go is being a partner in the Peace Country Grazing School that's happening in mid-March up in Eureka River. How's that going?
That's an exciting one. Yeah, we're partnering with Peace Country Beef and Forage Association as well as the Government of Alberta on that particular event. And it's exciting to bring the topics of grazing around forests and in forests to the landowners up in that region.
If I'm not mistaken, something like the grazing school doesn't happen too often. How does an idea like that come to an event like this?
Well, I think it really starts with an idea. You know, somebody has heard of a topic that they feel that the residents in their area would be interested in. And then that particular person reaches out to potential people that could help out. And so, you know, in addition to the Peace Country Beef and Forage Association and the Government of Alberta, you know, for this one, there's also the Center for Boreal Research, the Agroforestry and Woodlot Extension Society, Clear Hills County, and ourselves. So it really starts with somebody having an idea, wanting to get information out, and then finding the team that can help deliver it.
You're mentioning all the jurisdictions that you're working with the watershed councils in and around the area, the people you're working with as far as the grazing school. Working with the other jurisdictions in and around the Peace region, and for that matter, around the province on projects like this, how's that working out?
It works really well. I mean, Cows and Fish, we have a small staff base, and we're based, Edmonton is the furthest north office that we have. And so from Edmonton, we serve, you know, north of us as well into the Peace. And so being able to work with different partners allows the reach and the messaging of Cows and Fish about riparian management and stewardship and health to reach a broader audience. And the more we can empower different organizations and individuals to understand riparian areas and what they're good for and how they're important, then that basically just expands the reach of our organization.
How much does that work, especially with Cows and Fish, if I'm not mistaken, being a nonprofit organization?
Yep, it, again, it helps a lot. Cows and Fish is not for profit, as you mentioned, and a charitable organization working in Alberta. And being able to sort of, I'll say, leverage what partners can bring to the table, again, just helps expand the mandate of Cows and Fish, which is healthy riparian areas for all, for the benefit of all, and takes it province-wide by developing a network, essentially, of folks that we can work with.
Carrie, peering into the crystal ball, as it were, for Cows and Fish and for projects going on around the province associated with the organization, how are things looking heading into the summer months and beyond?
We're really excited for this summer. You know, we're excited to get back out into the field. If you've ever met any of our Cows and Fish staff, you know that we're passionate about plants and water and land and how everything interacts in that, not only that riparian area, but, you know, the watersheds that are flowing through and into them. So basically planning for summer, responding to invitations from different people and partners to plan workshops, to plan field site visits, to talk about management, and just continue to engage with the people out there that are living, working, and playing in our landscape.
Carrie O'Shaughnessy is a riparian specialist with the Alberta Riparian Habitat Management Society, better known as Cows and Fish. Carrie, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Keith. I appreciate the opportunity.